This is Member Care Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Well, let's move on to when you came back to your passport country, which is the United States, for further education. Mm-hmm. How did that go?
Not well. When I came to the States, my dad brought me up, which was definitely an advantage. I don't know how, if I didn't have somebody come up with me, I don't know what I would have done. I would have been completely lost. Mm. So my dad accompanied me to mm-hmm. the U.S. and spent a week with me, getting me settled in, and then went back home to Bonaire. I did not understand the culture. I understood the words. I understood what people were saying, but I didn't understand why on earth people did what they did. I didn't understand how I fit into that. And I became very negative. I think a lot of it came from a fear of losing my identity. I had spent 1 year after I graduated at home before I went to college. And so I had spent a lot of time thinking about that whole change. What's it going to be when I go? But I had no idea what to anticipate.
Right.
So I had invested a lot of time in thinking about who I am as a third culture kid, as an MK, who I am, and to then have to transfer that to another country, to another role was very overwhelming to me. And I became very negative. I became very rigid in my thinking. And actually, my husband, who was not married to me at that time, but he actually said to me one time, "You're the most negative person I know." Hmm. And that really struck home because I thought, oh, people are realizing that. Oh, no, I better watch it. And it really made me start to question how I was responding and really starting to think about what is going on. Why am I responding this way? Because I shouldn't be. You know, I've been here long enough now that I should be able to deal with this. But it took me a really long time to realize that learning to live in the U.S. and learning to adapt to the culture and learning to be okay with the way things are done, even if they're different, it doesn't change my roots. It doesn't change my identity. It just is a way of adapting to where I am. Mm. And it was really, I had to overcome a lot of fears about that because when you're in college, you're still developing your sense of identity anyway.
Right.
But then you throw that whole cultural adjustment twist in there, and it was really an ugly time in my life.
Mm. Were you able to make friends when you first came here?
Mm-hmm, I did. I had a couple of very close friends. One of my friends had traveled overseas several times to do some ministry work. Mm-hmm. So she understood different cultures. She was not a TCK, but she at least had been exposed to different cultures. And so she was pretty understanding of at least why I was going through things, even if she couldn't relate. And there were a couple of other girls on my college dorm floor who became very close. It was also an advantage. We had a couple in the same town where I went to school who had lived on Bonaire for 20 plus years.
Okay.
So every now and then I would spend some time with them, and they had raised children there and had seen them come back to the U.S., and they had themselves had come back and gone through some cultural readjustment. So they were very empathetic to what I was going through,
mm-hmm.
And had actually been on Bonaire. So, I mean, when I talked about things, they could picture what I was talking about. And that was really helpful to have somebody who could really relate on that level.
Right. Well, let's think about the parents who, wherever they may be right now in the world, and they're getting ready to have their child mm-hmm. go back to their passport country. What are some of the things that you wish maybe that could have occurred or that you could have been prepared for that you didn't know about mm-hmm. when you got into a different culture?
Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that I wish, and this is not about my parents, this is myself, I wish I had spent a little more time just developing basic life skills, how to balance a checkbook.
Mm.
I knew how to cook and do my own laundry, things like that. But really, some of those things, how to manage my finances, would have been much more helpful if I had spent a little more time working on that. I probably wouldn't have made some of the mistakes that I did. So I think being prepared to be in an adult world before you go would be wise.
Mm-hmm.
making sure that there's somebody there for support was really something my parents were smart about. We visited the college because when we were on one furlough, because our friends from Bon Air lived in that same town.
Right.
And my parents encouraged me to go there at least for the first year because they knew 20 minutes down the road, there's somebody who can step in if something happens or if you just need to go somewhere to have somebody who understands you. So having a support system in place was very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Being prepared academically is also something to really think about. I was prepared academically in the sense that I my education was on par with where an American high school student would have been as well, but knowing a lot of those terms in English, whereas I had learned them in another language, it might have been more helpful to me to have spent a little bit of time just brushing up on some of the American terms that are presented in school, and I think I would have been a little more confident with that. I did not do a reentry seminar, and I know there are a lot of those available. I don't really have an opinion either way, but I don't think you could go wrong with trying one out.
Right.
I think that you're talking about people who are experts in the field of the social services field, and I think you're probably dealing with a lot of people who have gone through cultural adjustment themselves, and I don't see how that could be harmful to attend one of those. I think I would have liked to have tried one. Could have gone either way, but I think that could definitely be beneficial.
It seems as though we occasionally hear stories of a TCK who goes back to their passport country and gets mixed up in the wrong crowd. What can you say about that based on your experience?
You can find a wrong crowd anywhere you go if you want to find a wrong crowd. I will say that, first of all. If you go to a Christian or a secular college or university, you can find any number of people who are into any number of things. Just because it is labeled a religious institution doesn't mean that everybody who's there believes that way. They may have gotten a scholarship and just decided to go there, or, you know, they may be in just a different place of life, or they may be very devout. But you can find pretty much any trouble if you're looking for it. The school that I went to was fairly conservative. There was a curfew. There was a dress code. It wasn't unreasonable. At the time in my life, I was 18 when I went, and I think it was a good transition for me to have a lot of those boundaries that weren't terribly different from my own family growing up. It wasn't a huge inconvenience. And quite frankly, I did better with the rules than some of the kids who had lived in this country all their life. So for me, it was in a small town, and it was fairly conservative, and it was a safe setting for me to try to work through some of those issues. I'm
right.
Very glad I went there. I think I could have more easily gotten lost and gotten even more negative had I been at a different school. And that's not to say anything bad about secular schools, because a lot of them have solid Christian groups that are there. Like I said, you just have to find the right people that you want to be connected to.
You've mentioned negative a couple of times and how negative you were, Darcy. Mm-hmm. And I knew you as a teenager on Bon Air, and I would have said that you were one of the most positive kids that I knew. What turned the corner for you from being a negative? Because I feel like you're not much different than when I knew you on Bon Air. I mean, a lot more mature because you're an adult
and
you're married. But what turned the corner for you, really?
I think a lot of it was, I mean, really, when my husband, who was just my friend at that point in time, straight out looked me in the eye and said, "You are a really negative person." That confrontation, like I said, it really cut to the quick, because I realized people were perceiving me that way. And that was what I was putting out there. I was presenting myself as a negative, nasty person. And I realized that I had got to get it together. If I don't, I'm going to drive everybody away from me.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm holding on to so tightly that I'm afraid to be nice and afraid to let people be different. It's okay if they don't agree with me, and it's okay if they see things differently. And I think that that really was an eye-opening moment for me.
Mm-hmm.
Is that to say I stopped being negative right away? Not by a long stretch. But for me, that was probably a year and a half into the time that I had been back. So I was starting to feel a lot more comfortable as well. I learned how to dress in layers. I learned how to, you know, be at school with peers who were almost all American, you know, and I had developed some friendships too with some other TCKs who were responding differently than I was. And to see that, hey, there are other TCKs, they're adapting okay. It's okay to let your guard down a little bit. I think all of those things combined really enabled me to take a step back and to let go of some of that resentment and some of that fear. I think a lot of it really was stemming from fear.
This has been a presentation of Member Care Media. We invite you to explore our website, where we offer audio features and resources for you and your entire family. We also have links to other websites that can provide further answers and resources to meet your needs. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.